Here is a summary of the latest war news from the Associated Press. First, a bulletin just in from Paris. Semi-official sources today reported engagements were in progress between the Allied and German fleets at various points along the Norwegian coast in a heavy storm. The German High Command is reported to have just ordered all the citizens of Oslo, Norway, to remain in the city. A dispatch from the British news agency Reuters states that the Oslo police chief was told to stop the population from moving out of the capital. Further, it was said that all who left must return and resume work. A short time ago, it was announced over the Berlin radio that not only Oslo, but all of Norway, together with Denmark, had been taken under the protection of Germany. The Skagerrak, the waters between Norway and Denmark, were said to be also under control of Germany. Meanwhile, in the House of Commons, Prime Minister Chamberlain asserted that powerful units of the British Navy were at sea and that full aid would be forthcoming for Norway. This Associated Press bulletin came to you from the NBC newsroom, a bulletin from the neutral city of Stockholm, Sweden. The capital city of Norway, Oslo, has surrendered to the advancing German army after a combined attack by land, sea, and air. The surrender occurred at 4 p.m. Oslo time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Dispatches reaching Stockholm said that the Oslo police chief had resigned and that he was replaced by German officials. North of Oslo, Norwegian aircraft is reported to have shot down two German planes. Word has come from Paris that big warships of the British Navy have engaged German battle cruisers at several points along Norway's coast. A storm is reported raging over these North Sea waters. Prime Minister Chamberlain has finished his speech before the British House of Commons. He told members that the British Navy was at sea en route to battle, and that statement apparently has been borne out by reports of those several clashes. And here is how the invasion seems to stand at this hour. Denmark has surrendered. The Danish nation now is a protectorate of Germany. Norway is resisting, although some points along her southern coast, Oslo the capital for one, have been occupied by German troops. And a German radio broadcast picked up by the National Broadcasting Company declared that all coastal defense points along western Norway already had been occupied by German troops. Mines have been put down by the Germans in Scandinavian coastal waters. The German announcer said that now the entire Skagerrak is immune to any British attack and that all of Norway is under the protection of the German Reich. This summary of news from the Associated Press has come to you from the NBC newsroom.
London. It is reported in London that a naval action is in progress somewhere near the Norwegian coast. The British Press Association says there is reason to believe that good news may be forthcoming within 12 to 24 hours. It is pointed out that radios on the war vessels would be silent as long as the action continued. Again, London. The British Foreign Office has re-established communication with the Norwegian government, now located at Hamar, 60 miles north of Oslo. The report added that the Norwegian officials are in good heart and bent on resistance. The German radio has announced that the British minister at Copenhagen and his staff have been taken prisoner. The London Foreign Office has had no communication from Copenhagen and assumes that this is true. Berlin. The German news agency reported that King Christian of Denmark issued the following personal appeal to his people. Quote, "In these circumstances, which are so grave to our country, I ask all of you to maintain an attitude completely correct and dignified, since every inconsiderate act or word can draw in its wake more serious consequences." End quote. Highland, New York. President Roosevelt entrained for Washington early this afternoon to devote his attention to the new situation in Europe. During the early morning hours, the president kept in intermittent communication with the State Department and will give a press conference later today. Washington. Secretary Hull said today the administration was studying with diligence and accuracy whether to apply the Neutrality Act and its restrictions to Scandinavian areas brought into the European war scene. The Secretary of State said in a statement, quote, "I think we are all aware by this time of the extension to another area of the military activities that have been going on in Europe since September. This government is observing the new developments and as nearly as possible ascertaining their nature and significance. It is likewise proceeding with the same diligence and accuracy in applying our neutrality and combat area law and other pertinent policies to the European military situation, end quote. The following reports have just been picked up by shortwave receivers in the NBC newsroom. The German High Command reports that Norwegian troops are not offering any resistance to the continued advance of the German army. Three English fighting planes have just been shot down by German Messerschmitts. The aerial battle occurred on the western coast of Norway. The police director of Oslo has been just informed that German authorities have their orders and that they are rescinding the evacuation of the population. All citizens of Oslo have returned to their homes. Normal life has been reestablished in Oslo. These bulletins are from the NBC newsroom.
Berlin. Germany has already formed a new government in Oslo to succeed the regular Norwegian government, which has established headquarters at an inland city. The head of the new government is Major Quisling, head of the Norwegian Nazi Party. Quisling broadcast from the Oslo radio station, presumably under German control, that he had assumed charge of the government to, quote, protect the interests of Norway. This Associated Press bulletin is from the NBC newsroom.
The latest front page news from the Associated Press. Germany is working fast to subjugate Norway as completely as she has overwhelmed Denmark. Berlin announces officially that a new Norwegian government has been formed at Oslo, from where the King Haakon has fled with his ministers to Hamar in the mountains. The Oslo radio, controlled by the Nazis, announces that the new government is headed by Major Vidkun Quisling, who is boss of the Norwegian Nazi Party. His ministers are professors, none of them known abroad. Germany says Haakon's premier, Johan Nygaardsvold, has resigned. In a radio address, the Nazi premier, Quisling, told the Norwegians that further resistance to the Germans would mean criminal destruction of property. Oslo is completely in German hands. Half the population has fled, including American diplomats and their families. A tremendous naval battle is taking place off Norway. It is reported in both Paris and Berlin that the German battleship Gneisenau has been sunk, but Berlin claims that its bombers attacked and hit two Allied battleships and two heavy cruisers, and that all Norwegian military bases are now in German hands. Germany landed 2,000 troops at Oslo, and Berlin admits the Norwegians resisted there and at Kristiansund, but that the resistance was broken. Stockholm, Sweden, hears that two German ships were sunk at Narvik, although Germans hold that port along with Bergen, Stavanger, and Trondheim. Britain and France are going to the help of Norway. A message from Foreign Secretary Halifax was broadcast from London to Norway today, and in the message, Halifax said that side by side, Great Britain and Norway will fight until victory has been won. This was followed by another broadcast to the Danish people by the British radio, which promised a victory over Prussian aggression. Prime Minister Chamberlain admits that the Norwegian port of Bergen has been occupied by the Germans, and he said this proves that Hitler meant to invade Norway and Denmark long before the Allies laid mines on the Norwegian coast. The Allied War Council went over the whole situation at a hurried conference in London today. France was represented by Premier Renault and War Minister Daladier. Reaction to the German invasions came quickly in two of Europe's small neutral countries. The Swedish government says it will stay neutral, and in Holland, the government canceled army, navy, and air force leaves as a precautionary measure. Gunboats in the Romanian Navy have been detached from the Black Sea Fleet and assigned to patrol duties in the Danube River. This action followed the seizure of British barges, which the Germans say were meant to block the river channel and cut off German supplies. There are reports that the Nazis have demanded the right to police the entire river. However, Bulgarian officials deny that German forces already are guarding the Bulgarian bank of the river. President Roosevelt announced this afternoon that he probably would issue a proclamation tonight bringing Norway and Denmark within the scope of our neutrality laws. The president conferred with newsmen on his train while hurrying from Hyde Park back to Washington. He added that it is a good thing for Americans to think more about the potentialities of the European war than they have been thinking in the last 6 months. Things hummed in Washington. Lord Lothian, the British ambassador, conferred with Undersecretary of State Sumner Wells while Secretary Hull hurried back to the Capitol from a vacation in Atlantic City. Lothian said the British might establish a contraband control port in Canada soon. Meanwhile, the ministers from Norway, Denmark, Sweden, and Finland conferred together in Washington, then called at the State Department for news of their countries. our government is considering seriously the implications of the war entering the Western Hemisphere in the event Iceland, a Danish protectorate, recognizes the authority of Hitler. Three American ships, all freighters, had the bad luck to be in Norwegian ports today when Germany took over. They are the Flying Fish, the Mormaskia, and the Charles T. McCormick. Two others are bound for Norway and may be recalled. Two communist witnesses before the Dies Committee have been released from jail in Washington. Philip Frankfeld and Thomas O'Day were imprisoned for refusing to answer questions for the committee investigating un-American activities. Federal Judge Letts ruled that they were imprisoned unlawfully on a warrant issued to the secretary of the committee. However, the House has cited them for contempt, and they are subject to indictment later. This news from the Associated Press is presented to radio listeners as a public service. Further important details will be found in your Associated Press newspaper. This is the National Broadcasting Company, RCA Building, Radio City, New York.
Special programs featuring reports by NBC representatives in Europe will be heard over this station at 6:30 p.m. and at 7:15 p.m. tonight.
Here's the latest front page news from the Associated Press. Germany is working fast to subjugate Norway as completely as she has overwhelmed Denmark. Berlin announces officially that a new Norwegian government has been formed at Oslo, from where King Haakon has fled with his ministers to Hamar in the mountains. The Oslo radio, controlled by the Nazis, announces that the new government is headed by Major Vidkun Quisling, who is boss of the Norwegian Nazi Party. His ministers are professors, none of them known abroad. Germany says Haakon's premier, Johan Nagelsvold, has resigned. In a radio address, the Nazi premier, Quisling, told the Norwegians that further resistance to the Germans would mean criminal destruction of property. Oslo is completely in German hands. Half the population has fled, including American diplomats and their families. Germany landed 2,000 troops at Oslo, and Berlin admits the Norwegians resisted there and at Kristiansund, but that the resistance was broken. Stockholm, Sweden, hears the two German ships were sunk at Narvik, although the Germans hold that port along with Bergen, Stavanger, and Trondheim. The Associated Press is investigating a British news agency story that it is rumored in Amsterdam that the German liner Bremen has been sunk with 1,300 men aboard. So far, there is no confirmation whatsoever of the rumor about the Bremen. A tremendous naval battle is taking place off Norway. It is reported in both Paris and Berlin that the German battleship Nisenau has been sunk. But Berlin claims that its bombers attacked and hit two Allied battleships and two heavy cruisers. One of the four warships is reported by Germany to be out of commission, and another one on fire. Britain and France are going to the help of Norway. A message from Foreign Secretary Halifax was broadcast from London to Norway today. Halifax said, side by side, Great Britain and Norway will fight until victory has been won. This was followed by another broadcast to the Danish people by the British radio, which promised a victory over Prussian aggression. The Allied War Council went over the whole situation at a hurried conference in London today. France was represented by Premier Renault and War Minister Daladier. Reaction to the German invasions came quickly in two of Europe's small neutral countries. The Swedish government told Germany it will stay neutral. And in Holland, the government canceled Army, Navy, and Air Force leaves as a precautionary measure. In Copenhagen, the Danish government is being recognized, or rather reorganized. Premier Stauning told the Danish parliament that the reconstruction is underway, apparently at Germany's insistence. Yugoslavia fears a German thrust down the Danube. Belgrade says 100,000 German troops are concentrated at Brugg in Old Austria on the railroad between Vienna and Budapest, and another 100,000 are at Krakow in Old Poland. The two groups could easily be united for a drive toward Budapest. And Belgrade also hears that Hungary has offered to let German gunboats patrol the Danube, provided the crews stand in the middle of the stream and do not land. There are reports that the Nazis have demanded the right to police the entire river. However, Bulgarian officials deny that German forces already are guarding the Bulgarian bank of the river. President Roosevelt announced that he probably would issue a proclamation tonight bringing Norway and Denmark within the scope of our neutrality laws. The president conferred with newsmen on his train while hurrying back from Hyde Park to Washington. He added that it is a good thing for Americans to think more about the potentialities of the European war than they have been thinking in the last 6 months. Things hummed in Washington. Lord Lothian, the British ambassador, conferred with Undersecretary of State Sumner Wells, while Secretary Hull
hurried back to the capital from a vacation in Atlantic City. Lothian said the British might establish a contraband control port in Canada soon. Meanwhile, the ministers from Norway, Denmark, Sweden, and Finland conferred together in Washington, then called at the State Department for news of their countries. Our government is considering seriously the implications of the war entering the Western Hemisphere in the event Iceland, the Danish protectorate, recognizes the authority of Hitler. Three American ships, all freighters, had the bad luck to be in Norwegian ports today when Germany took over. They are the Flying Fish, the Marmosea, and the Charles T. McCormick. Two others are bound for Norway and may be recalled. Two communist witnesses before the Dies Committee have been released from jail in Washington. Philip Frankfeld and Thomas O'Day were imprisoned for refusing to answer questions for the committee investigating un-American activities. Federal Judge Letts ruled that they were imprisoned unlawfully on a warrant issued to the secretary of the committee. However, the House has cited them for contempt, and they are subject to indictment later. This news from the Associated Press is presented to radio listeners as a public service. Further details will be found in your Associated Press newspaper. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Now comes word from London that Royal Air Force planes bombed German cruisers in the Bay of Bergen today and damaged one of them seriously. All the British planes are reported to have returned safely. The British still insist that the only damage suffered by their own warships today was from shell splinters, not serious. The sea battle is said to be still raging up and down the Norwegian coast. The result of it may change the entire course of the war. It may decide whether the Allies will be able to send the German fleet back home and get aid to the Norwegians. And now for election news from Nebraska. Thomas E. Dewey is leading Senator Vandenberg 7-5 in the Republican presidential primary. Senator Burke, running for renomination, is trailing Governor Cochran, whose campaign was based on Burke's opposition to administration policy. This news from the Associated Press is presented to radio listeners as a public service. Further important details will be found in your Associated Press newspaper.